media mergers are predicated on his political ideology. We have to look at that as the culmination of the government trying to pressure and successfully pressuring media companies to do its bidding.
We want to thank you so much, David, for being with us. David Sirota, founder and editor-in-chief of The Lever, speaking to us from Denver, Colorado, co-author of Master Plan, The Hidden Plot to Legalize Corruption in America. That does it for our show. Democracy Now! Is produced with Mike Burke, Renee Feltz, Dina Guzder, Messiah Rhodes, Nermeen Sheikh, Maria Tarasena, Nicole Salazar, Sarah Nasser, Tarina Nadura, Sam Alkoff, K. Marie A. Studio, John Hamilton, Ravi Karan, Hani Masood. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us.
With Queen's Gales.
Are you tired of the same old music? Do you want something new? Something exciting? Something fresh?
Something to sacrifice your kids to?
We're Arachnia, and you've been listening to 101.9 CFRC FM.
Every day, you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The Charts on CFRC.
I'm Trevor from the Arrogant Worms, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Telephone Aid Line Kingston is a volunteer-based support service offering confidential, anonymous, and non-judgmental listening support to the Kingston community. If you think you can benefit from talking to one of our volunteers, our phone lines are open every day from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. Just call 613-544-1771. That's 613-544-1771.
I'm Olivia from Olivia and the Creepy Crawlies. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
How do you do? Mr. Carl Lindley feels it would be a little unkind to present this picture without just a word of friendly warning. It is one of the strangest tales ever told. I think it will thrill you. It may shock you. It might even horrify you. So if any of you feel that you do not care to subject your nerves to such a strain, now is your chance to, well, we've warned you.
Baby! Lugosi and Poltergeist, Peter Cushing, Christopher Lee, and the Adams Family, Pyramid Power of the Mummy, aliens bursting from your tummy, there are monsters that I love, Freddy Krueger gives good glow, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, Christine is the baddest ride, Roger Corman, Barbara Steele, Killer Tomatoes have appeal, Hannibal Lecter, sick and mean, eat your heart with fava beans, Chucky's just a living doll, the 50-foot woman is awfully tall, so is the amazing colossal man, Gamera, Mothra, and Rodan, Godzilla tears up Tokyo, while the Phantom of the Opera steals the show, the Blob, the Fly, and the Thing, Edgar Allan Poe and Stephen King, Jason in a hockey mask, zombies, freaks, and maniacs, they're the monsters I adore.
Great.
That's a great way to start off any Wednesday morning.
Especially this Wednesday morning. Indie Wake Up Wednesday is back, baby.
It's back.
Ooh, my name is Jeff the Nerd.
And it's Vinny back.
Vinny's back, baby.
Vinny's back.
From
beyond
the grave.
I'm going to be unemployed probably, but I'm back.
Well, it's a small price to pay.
Yeah, whatever.
Welcome back.
Love you too.
You got us here until 10 a.m. You're tuned into CFRC, the place to be. We're live. It's Wednesday. It's October 29th, which means the best holiday of the year is right around the corner.
What one's that?
I don't know. I can't think of anything.
I was trying to be witty.
Exactly. No, I think we just nailed our Halloween costume. We're going as the Wilson brothers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Listen, Owen.
Pretty good. You got me and Vinny here till 10 o'clock. We're playing the best spooky Halloween nonsense all morning long.
The best?
The best.
That's better than that?
Nothing can top Elvira's monster rap, but we're going to try.
Okay.
It's fantastic.
All day.
It's going to be fantastic. Yeah, like I said, it's our Halloween spooktacular. This is week five. We've been doing Halloween music on Indie Wednesday all month long, and we haven't been replaying anything. I've got so much Halloween music for you, the listeners, that this morning's just going to be chock-a-block. We got new stuff from Kingston Band. We got new, like a whole lot of new stuff from Canada.
Good.
We got a lot of old stuff, a lot of classic. We're going to lean heavily into Halloween rockabilly today.
We got lots of sports updates. Actually, only one big sport update.
The only one that matters.
Who cares?
Yeah, Vinny the Thrill's got his sports report after 9. We're also going to be talking about spooky Halloween treats from our sponsors.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods, downtown Kingston at the corner of Barry and Clergy Street. Get on down and see what's haunting Old Farm's lunch cabinet. Old Farm Fine Foods. You can hear it on the wind. It's a ghost.
It's just you yelling out the window.
That's either way is fine. What else we got going on today? We're going to talk movie news. We got some spooky stuff to talk about.
Oh, yeah, we do.
We got some events to talk about.
And I got some funny Canadian news to share.
Excellent.
That'll be fun throughout the morning.
We got trick-or-treat strategies. We're going to try and find some of Kingston's best haunted houses to go to if you've got the little ones going
Not
out.
Not your apartment.
Not my apartment. For the love of God, no. And then we've got another ticket giveaway. More details on that. There's another DJ who's got a ticket giveaway for a Halloween show on Wolf Island. So stay tuned because all that and more are coming up
on CFRC.
Thank you. welcome to my Halloween special. Tonight, prepare yourself for a night of spooks and scares, as we have invited over some of our most famous friends for some tricks and also some treats.
Jumping scene. There was Dracula and Wolfman too. Then came a shout from out of the blue. Said to the zombie, do the zombie, do the zombie right now. Come on, baby, I'll hold over the town. This dance wasn't there to do. Come on, baby, wanna teach it to you. Yeah, come on, get up off the seat.
They say he stalks the old haunted mansion. They say he's looking for his girlfriend. They say his only weapon against the maggot-eaten ghouls who took her is a 2x4. And you say you want to play this game? Splatterhouse. Only for the TurboGrafx-16 system from NEC.
frog's breath.
What's wrong? I thought you liked frog's breath.
Nothing's more suspicious than frog's breath.
CFRC. Welcome. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
It's Vinny.
And this is your Indie Wake Up Wednesday. Oh, there we go. Halloween.
I can hear you.
That's right.
You can hear me.
It's not just a ghost in the machine. It's Halloween Spooktacular Part 5. Before the expats, we heard from The Tsunamis with Haunted House. Also in there, we had El Trigo with Do the Zombie. We had Reverend Beatman with I Got the Devil Inside, and we opened it up with Kid Congo Powers and Frankenstein.
Oh, you're going to say Kid Rock.
Kid Rock!
Just enter it. Don't ever do that.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a fun Halloween costume to go as.
Yeah.
You can find it in Spirit Halloween under White Trash. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
It's Vinny.
And what's going on, Vinny?
Man,
what's happening?
It's almost Halloween.
I know.
It's so nice walking around campus. The colors are wonderful. I was saying, you know, while my son is away at an Ottawa University.
Oh, yeah.
The campus might be decent, but it's downtown Ottawa.
Yeah.
This campus is beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Especially this time of year.
Absolutely so.
It's spooky out there.
We can only hope to see more people dressed up in costumes on Queen's campus. I saw a Ghostbuster walking around the other
day. No way.
He wasn't busting ghosts. He was eating a burrito.
Okay.
But he was still, it was like.
Burrito busting.
Middle of the day. It's pretty good, yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, Halloween is coming up. First and foremost, we have a bit of housekeeping. We have sort of a ticket giveaway.
Ticket giveaway.
Basically, what's the show? Salt Licked in Rapture. Big shout out to CFRC's show, Salt Licked in Rapture, on Friday nights at 8 o'clock. Check them out. They're doing a ticket giveaway along with Many Moons Productions for the Halloween at the Hotel show.
Halloween.
Why don't you tell us what that show is all about, Vinny?
So on Halloween, starting at 7 o'clock, tickets $20. So I can't read this well, but it's a show. There's a costume contest, Jeff. I think you should go.
Oh, man.
There's a graveyard walk.
Yeah.
That'd actually be kind of fun. Bobby for Apples. And you get, of course, a wonderful show filled with some spooky psych rock.
Yeah. We've got the Mersey Sound, Dartmouth, The Strange Happenings, and DJ LK all playing a big, big monster lineup. So they're basically, if you want to get tickets for that, go to Salt Licked in Rapture's Instagram page.
That's a Hotel Wolf Island.
That is a Hotel Wolf Island.
Have you ever stayed there?
No.
We should do it.
You think it's haunted?
Yeah, let's do it.
There's only one way to find it.
Let's go.
Bring your crystal ball. So go over to Salt Licked in Rapture's Instagram. You can find them through the CFRC webpage or their Instagram or whatever. Just, you know, whisper into the air and you'll find it. And enter. They've got a Google form. You throw in your name and your email address, and they're going to do a draw on the 30th, which is tomorrow.
I can't believe it. It's already coming.
I know. So that's a big event that's happening on Hotel Wolf Island. We're going to talk about more Halloween spooky events.
There's so many more things going on.
Yeah, so we'll do that after 9 o'clock. But right now, this segment, we like to talk about our lives.
Do we? Do we, though?
I don't know. I don't feel a
pulse.
I guess
we have to. Okay, so we were talking about the plethora of Halloween candy that, you know, we used to receive as a kid.
Of course.
And sometimes you would end up getting things you weren't a big fan of.
Ah, like the full cans of RC Cola.
No, it'd be like the Brio.
visceral.
So yeah, you just get that can of Brio and you're so excited, you think you got a can of pop, and then you realize you're drinking like vinegar water.
Bubblegum and puke. That's what it tastes like, warm bubblegum and vomit.
That's that. And then so we started thinking of all the things, we started talking about all the things that we would do to get sweet, sweet revenge.
Sweet vengeance, yes. So, one of my favorite pranks, I'm a big fan of like non-destructive vandalism, okay?
Wow.
So one of my favorites is the classic soaping up of the car windows and windshields, right?
Someone
gives you an unwrapped apple for trick-or-treating, no! That ain't gonna fly.
No.
No, that dog don't hunt. So what you do is you take a bar of soap that you have on you, and you just, you know, you soap up their car windows. And the idea is that the next morning when they're on their way to work, or at least on their way to whatever, because it's on a Saturday, they have to, like, you know, spend extra time cleaning their car. And all they think is, like, those rotten kids.
Yeah. Or, like, we would just do the traditional toilet paper, but not over the house or anything like that. You just take it and you just gently put little patches all over the car.
Ah.
Because they'll dry in places that they won't, and then it just becomes like a
crusty,
pasted crusty on that car.
That's a good call. Because as we know, toilet paper is rarely expensive post-pandemic. Yeah. We can't be wasting it.
So I took to the interweb. The worldwide interweb has told me a few different things that you can do. So you've got different levels of, like, how mischievous do you feel like being?
How much criminal record do you have?
How long of a prison sentence do you feel like serving? So the first one was referred to as the candy citation.
Oh, my goodness.
So you tape a fake Halloween candy violation notice to their door.
Cool.
Okay.
It's just like an official document.
Emotional damage via stale Smarties.
Nice. I like that. That's
failure to meet neighborhood treat standards. The second one was the trick-or-treat audit. You could dress up as a candy inspector, knock on their door with a clipboard and say, this is trash.
I mean, that's how I steal candy from little kids anyways. I just tell them I'm the candy inspector.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
And then you can get ones that are a little bit more mischievous. The reverse trick-or-treat blitz.
Ooh, what's that?
You dress up in your costume again and show up at their door the next morning with a bag of broccoli, raisins, and expired coupons. And you say you just wanted to return the favor.
That's brilliant. I like that. Especially because Halloween's on a Friday, so Saturday they're going to be home.
You know they're home. And then we've got the pumpkin possession.
What's that?
You leave a carved pumpkin on their porch with glowing red eyes and a note inside that says, I know what you did last Halloween.
That's terrible. Because then, like, the next day you see them packing up their U-Haul and getting out of town, you know something's up. My favorite that we did once, this one's a little more dastardly, is we took a big pad of bubble wrap and we folded it over itself like 10 times.
Yeah.
Then we stuck it under our parents, the back wheel of their car, right?
Yeah.
So the next morning when they pulled out of the driveway to drive us to school, you get this mad crackling sound and it sounds like an electrical fire.
Oh, perfect.
And then so there's some like panic where they're like, oh my God, everyone get out of the car. That's a good one. But you got to be like, be there to see the reaction.
I can't think of some of the things I did. Like, I mean, most often I would just constantly take two bags and say one was for my little brother.
Yeah.
And I didn't have one.
That's the easiest one. You say, oh, well, they've got anxiety or they're shy. Yeah, yeah. I swear they're just at the end of the driveway.
No, I mean, it was just, I was a terrible child.
No, what can I say? Yeah, you know, it's free candy. Yeah. All's fair in love and war. What are some of the best neighborhoods do you think in Kingston to go to?
It's tough. So you've always got the assumption that, oh, that's the rich neighborhood. They're going to have the good ones. But you know what?
Hey.
You know who doesn't give out candy because they just don't care?
You don't get rich by handing out full-size bars.
You don't give out. That's right. You all get pennies and throw. I don't know. You kind of go to where all the kids are.
Yeah.
That's all the good fun stuff.
That's a good point.
So it's hard to really say that there's one area, but I think that when there's more kids in the community out walking the streets and it's... I think the environment makes it half of, you know, what it is.
That's a good call. Like, I work in retail. I work at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods. And so
I'm eating candy.
And so I'm trying to ask a lot of parents, like, oh, how many trick-or-treaters are you expecting? And so you get some, they're like, oh, you know, we live out in the wherever. We get like 10, maybe 20. And I'm like, no, that's not where I'm going.
No.
Then you get the parents that are like, oh, not so many. We're probably only going to get 200 or 300 this year.
Yeah.
That's the one. That's where we're going.
So I moved to Amherstview last year.
It was past city, year. City limits.
And Halloween last year. So I just opened my garage and I have a projector. So I was there was a hockey game on. So kids would just walk up and I'd have a big bucket and I'd tell all the kids just to stick their big hand into the pile and pull out a piece of candy and there's as much as they can get in their hand and then walk off. You know, that does two things. One, creates a memorable experience for the kid.
True.
And two, expedites my requirement to have my garage door open.
Good call.
See?
That's
done.
Strategy
so
right
there.
The
faster it's gone, the faster I can go back to being a miserable old man.
A miser. That's fantastic. My other strategy, too, is, you know, growing up with two other brothers, we were a little bit older.
Yeah.
You just trick-or-treat as late as you can. I don't think Kingston's like those lame cities in the States that have, like, trick-or-treat limits.
2:30 in the morning?
Yeah, because then if it's 2:30 in the morning, they're just like, oh, just take it all. Just take it all and get out of here.
Yeah.
And then especially because it might be drizzling rain on Friday night, there'll be less children, and so you'd be more inclined to get, like, desperate people that just want to go to bed and just want to give you all the candy.
Absolutely.
Strategies.
Done.
Awesome. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
It's Vinny.
And we're going to get back to the tunes.
We should.
Yeah, we should. We're currently listening to the soundtrack from The Final Terror, Joey Pantoliano's. The Final Terrier. we're going to get to John Wesley Coleman with She's Like Dracula.
Is she?
We'll find out.
Well,
right here.
On CFRC.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Thank you.
You must be pretty excited about Halloween, huh?
Yeah, yeah, I'm real excited. Hey, trick or treat, trick or treat. Smell my feet, give me something good to eat.
Blackwater Hattie lived back in the swamp where strange green reptiles crawl. Snakes hang thick from the cypress trees like sausage on a smokehouse wall. Where the swamp is alive with a thousand eyes, and all of them watching you. Stay off the track of Hattie Shack in the back of the Black Bayou. Way up the road from Hattie's shack lies a sleepy little Okeechobee town. Talk a swamp witch, Hattie, lock you in when the sun go down. Rumors of what she done, rumors of what she do. Kept folks off a track of Hattie's shack in the back of the Black Bayou. They brought the rain stayed on, and the swamp water overflowed. Skeeters and the fever grabbed the town like a fist. Doc Jackson was the first to go. Some said the plague was brought by Hattie. There was talk of a hanging too, but the talk got shackled by the howls and the cackles from the bowels of the Black Bayou. Dark and dawn, when shadows fill the sky, there came an unseen caller on a town where hope run dry. In the square there was found a big black round vat full of gurgling brew, whispering sounds as the folks gathered round. It came from the Black Bayou. There ain't much pride when you're trapped inside. A slowly sinking ship scooped up the liquid deep and green, and the whole town took a sip. Fever went away, and the very next day the skies again were blue. Let's thank old Hattie for saving our town. We'll fetch it from the Black Bayou. Ten of the town's best men headed for Hattie's shack. Said swamp witch magic was useful and good, and they're gonna bring Hattie back. Never found Hattie, and they never found the shack. They never made a trip back in. Cause a parchment note they found tacked to a stump said, "Don't come looking again." Most popular girl in school. Her classmates are all dying to get close to her. And something else wants a piece of her, too. But Jennifer's got a few million close friends, and she's going to need every last one of them. From the master of suspense, Dario Argento, comes a film so terrifying it will make your skin crawl. Creepers, rated R from New Line Cinema. Absolutely no one under 17 admitted without parent.
We'll be right back.
Ray, when someone asks you if you're a god, you say yes!
You believe in ghosts, Buck?
Witchcraft, black magic, sorcery. To me, it's nothing but fairy tale mumbo jumbo.
Killed the vibe because half the people say they won't play games with the grizzly, the macabre, and the occult. These are the opinions of some literal adults. I carved a hole inside a pumpkin and I stuffed it on my head again, like a vegan version of DiCaprio in Revenant. I swear to God, I never quit. There's too much candy left to get too many trick or treats to sneak too many shiny treasure chests. One shooting magic and rifle shooting plasma. I dressed up like the front end of a giant talking phasmid. I had to get a friend of mine to come and play the backing. And if anybody asks, you can act like it never happened. The sun is going down, I'm on a lonely street I don't know. Hyperventilating through a tiny pair of nose holes. Stuffing medicine into my mandible from old crows. Hoping if I die, my house is haunted by my own ghost.
Well, I'm not gonna haunt anybody. This would certainly be the house I'd do it in.
Kind of cosmic glue holding the nucleus together.
No, it is. For real, don't sleep. Don't sleep.
Once the door is locked, there's no way out.
Hey, you hear something?
Look, I'm Peter Venkman, ghost busting, but the weed is stinking. Caught the ghost of the Queen of England overseas in Kingland. Now I'm on four walls beside her. For the green, I've been in and out of more walls than Slimer. Take it from Granny, escaping with Zannies. It was me putting raisins and candy for Nathan to families. The wicked non-sane, who let the bomb strain? The horsemen who get head on like Ichabod Crane. I don't believe in ghosts, but I believe in toast. Pull a trigger at micro speed so I can see a ghost. My lyrics and spirits makes actress crazy. I'm shaping up more wet pot than Patrick Swayze. You look and kill, if looks can kill. I'm 6'4", yet dressed up like Bushwick Bill. Trick or treat, I'm out of weed, Granny. Back in the days, me and my squad bag snatched for Halloween candy.
For real, turn around, something's behind you.
No,
turn around.
Look, he said to look behind you.
Hey.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
It's Vinny here. We got some sound challenges.
There we go.
I'm back.
Welcome back to CFRC.
Yeah, I can't do this anymore.
We're trying to like have an aesthetic where we got the Popeye candy sticks in our mouths and we're talking. Like, yeah, we look cool.
We look pretty cool. We got our shades on. We got our headsets on.
Look how cool I look.
Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Just a couple of big Dillions.
That's what I'll go with for Halloween. I'll go as a cool guy. Very nice. What's your least favorite Halloween candy, Vinny?
I don't know. Mine, I'd probably say like anything to do with healthy.
Yeah, good call. Yeah. If it's not a candy, yeah, get those raisins out of my face. Welcome back to Indie Wake Up. We just heard from Monteo with. Let me just find that.
That was a good little beat there.
Yeah, we don't get enough like Halloween hip hop. You know, that was called
Halloween.
Halloween House.
Okay,
not good. Too shabby. Before Monteo. Before that song, we had the Mummies with "I'm Gonna Kill My Baby Tonight."
Wow,
very nice. It's a romantic song. Also in there, we had Jim Stafford with "Swamp Witch." And we opened it up with John Wesley Coleman, and "She's Like Dracula."
She's like what?
She's like Dracula. She's a bloodsucker that takes all my alimony. So, yeah, welcome back to Indie Wake Up Wednesday. It's week 5 of our Halloween series of spooktacular songs.
Oh, man.
And nonsense. All things Halloween here. One shout out before we get to it.
Okay, give it to me.
There's a ticket giveaway going on.
Giveaway.
If you want a pair of tickets to go to the Halloween at the Hotel at Hotel Wolf Island this Friday, October 31st, go over to Salt Licked in Rapture's Instagram page. You can find it on CFRC's website and enter their draw. It's just you give them your name and your email, and the draw is tomorrow.
Firstborn.
Yeah, exactly. All the alimony. So, yeah, get over there and enter. You can win a pair of tickets to see some excellent psychedelic rock on the island.
And there's a graveyard walk.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool. Bobbing for apples. We're finally so past the pandemic, we can have bobbing for apples again. Do you ever bob for apples?
Nope.
It's fun. Your eyeballs get wet.
Nope.
I think you're supposed to close your eyes when you do it. Any good, like, Halloween party games? Were you ever invited to a Halloween party, Dave?
Only the ones you had.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you always had wicked ones.
We had a crazy one, like, a decade ago.
Yeah,
we
crammed, I remember the time.
80 people into the apartment.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Yeah, so the key, if you're having a Halloween party, what you do is you start your decorating 2 weeks in advance, okay? Here's what you do.
Everything.
You say, down with landlords.
Down with everything.
And you screw PVC pipe into the wall. And then on top of the PVC pipe, you have that running all down, your hallway. Then you put chicken wire on top of that.
Yeah.
Then you spend the 2 weeks diligently
paper macheing for the rest of your life.
And then you paint it and you make it into a big spider cave.
And you leave it there for like a year.
I still have encrusted paper mache on my walls that's not going anywhere. I saw some there this morning. So sorry
still
to
reminisce.
Yeah. That's my key, though.
That's it. No, that's the only cool party I mean, that was the coolest one.
That was fun.
So you can't beat the rest.
Nah, exactly. Yeah, so don't even bother trying.
Yeah.
What you can do is you can have a party in your mouth at our sponsors.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods, downtown at the corner of Barry and Clergy Street.
You think Chef Al still says it when he hears it?
I think so.
Sitting at his desk, like he's so important. Or is that the hockey rink a lot, too?
The call and response?
Yeah.
You say Old Farm Fine Foods?
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sure that, like, you know, little babies say it, little dogs, they whisper it.
What did you bring me today, Jeff?
Well, Vinny,
What did you bring me from our sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods?
Old Farm Fine Foods. I was going to bring you a delicious pastry that our amazing baker extraordinaire Poppy whipped up today. But
what was that?
It was called a lemon meringue tart.
Whoa.
Handmade from scratch.
Whoa.
But Vinny, whoa. I don't know.
I have a problem here.
Let's hear it.
I have a problem. I'm going to be honest. I have a problem. A tart problem here with lemon meringue. I don't think that lemon should ever be consumed with anything but like a liquid.
You know what? I disagree.
Why?
Why?
Here, I've looked it up, and the internet says it's true. Here's some reasons why you should always side-eye lemon meringue tarts, Jeff.
Yep.
The betrayal of sweetness. You expect dessert, and instead you get ambushed by citrus warfare.
Citrus warfare. That's horrible. I like them because they're a flavor firework, Vinny. They're sharp, zesty lemon curd cuts through the sweetness of the citrus. Mic drop. Bold and bright and unforgettable.
You just dropped your phone.
I said mic drop. I had to.
Number two, I would say the reason I don't like lemon meringue, that texture whiplash, fluffy meringue, gooey lemon, crumbly crust. It's like a dessert identity crisis.
You know what? You just haven't tried dropping your mic drop there.
You know, here's the problem.
You just haven't tried Old Farms. That's why.
I haven't had Old Farms.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking that there's got to be somebody out there that can convince me otherwise. And you know what? I will admit, you just showed me, Jeff.
Yeah.
Momentarily.
It was on Instagram?
It was on Old Farm Instagram. Yeah, sorry, it's on the Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Instagram. And it was a photo of said lemon meringue tarts.
Yeah, man.
And my lordy, they look great.
They look great. The meringue was whipped up from scratch, and it's like toasted, so it's nice and like toasty on the top.
It's wonderful.
And like the pastry to filling ratio, that's the most important part with these things, because you don't want too much of one or the other, right? You want it to work in balance. And so I think these are just spectacular tarts. The ironic thing is that we're talking about these, and they're probably already sold out. If you go to Old Farm Fine Foods, yeah, they're very popular, and they're probably already gone. So get down to Old Farm and find something else then.
You should. I will. And you know what I did is I've decided I might try one. Because, you know, after I saw that photo, I thought it's got to be even. Like, even if I'm half wrong, it's worth it.
You're going to be 100% correct.
All right. Or
no, you'll be 100% satisfied.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, so get down to Old Farm, get some delicious lemon curd. If you're not in the mood for something sweet like that, you know, Old Farm Fine Soup. It's soup season.
Old Farm Fine Soup.
Yeah.
What kind of soup? What's the best soup in your opinion? I mean, I know that you're kind of biased, but like, what's your favorite go-to?
They did a beef barley mushroom with lion's mane mushroom yesterday that was out of this world. I was never a big mushroom fan, but I had some of that, and a combination of the weather and just the fall crispiness and a nice hearty soup with a piece of bread to dip.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
All right.
The best. Get the healthy stuff into you now, because Lord knows this weekend we're going to be junking out on candy.
Oh, like I am right now.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to junk out on candy for the next bit.
I'm going to eat both of these. So I'm going to eat the Tootsie Roll.
Yep.
And this caramel hunk of, well, I'm not quite sure what it is. The old original chewy Halloween candy, the Halloween Kiss or whatever.
Oh, the orange and yellow white wrapper.
And then you kind of mush them together.
Oh my goodness!
And it's good.
I can hear your dentist crying.
No, they're going to be.
They're going to be happy.
Hear the cash in their pocket.
I'll be still in my pocket.
Still chewing this here in about 10 minutes' time when we talk about the sports.
And then when your gold filling comes out, I want it. I got dibs. Oh my goodness! Let's do this. After 9 o'clock, we're going to have Vinny on with the sports report. Talk about some little team called the Blue Jays. You're having trouble over there.
Oh my god.
It's entirely too much caramel. We're gonna get back to the tunes though. We have a brand new track from Kingston's own Rogue Rising. This just got released this week. It's called Ouija, and then we're gonna continue along with a Halloween tradition that we do every year. We're gonna hear Homer Simpson read The Raven right here. Say it, Vinny. He's got too much caramel in his mouth. Good Lord. All right, say right here at CFRC. There we go.
Just one thought, you better not. first cabin.
The Raven. Once upon a midnight dreary,
while I pondered weak and weary over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping at my chamber door.
"'Tis some visitor,"
I muttered,
"tapping at my chamber door. Only this and nothing more."
"Are we scared yet?"
"Bard, he's establishing mood."
Ah, distinctly I remember. It was in the bleak December, and each separate dying ember wrought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow. Vainly I had sought to borrow from my books surcease of sorrow. Sorrow for the lost Lenore.
Oh, Lenore.
For the rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore, nameless here forevermore. And the silken, sad, uncertain rustling of each purple curtain thrilled me, filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before. So that now, to still the beating of my heart, I stood repeating,
"'Tis a visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. This it is, and nothing more."
Presently, my soul grew stronger, hesitating then no longer.
"Sir,"
said I,
"or madam, truly your forgiveness I implore. But the fact is I was napping, and so gently you came rapping, and so faintly you came tapping at my chamber door, that I scarce was sure I heard you."
Here I opened wide the door.
"This better be good."
Darkness there, and nothing more.
Huh?
You know what would have been scarier than nothing?
What?
Anything!
Back into the chamber turning, all my soul within me burning, soon again I heard a tapping, something louder than before.
"Surely,"
said I,
"surely that is something at my window lattice. Let me see then what thereat is, and this mystery explore."
Open here I flung the shutter, when with many a flirt and flutter, in there stepped a stately raven of the saintly days of yore. Not the least obeisance made he, not a minute stopped or stayed he, but with mien of lord or lady, perched above my chamber door, perched upon a bust of Pallas just above my chamber door, perched and sat, and nothing more.
"No thy crest be shorn and shaven, thou,"
I said,
"sure no craven, ghastly, grim, and ancient raven wandering from the nightly shore. Tell me what thy lordly name is on the nice Plutonian shore."
Quoth the raven,
"Eat my shorts."
"Bart, stop it. He says nevermore, and that's all he'll ever say."
Okay.
Then methought the air grew denser, perfumed by some unseen scent.
"Stupid censer."
"Swung by seraphim whose footfalls tinkled on the tufted floor."
"Wretch,"
I cried,
"thy God hath lent thee, by these angels he hath sent thee, respite and nepenthe from thy memories of Lenore. Quaff, oh quaff this kind nepenthe and forget this lost Lenore."
Quoth the raven,
"Nevermore."
"No! Be that word outside a party!"